think you're fine. That's exactly 8 o'clock.
Yeah. We'll have some of that. Yeah. So whatever. We were waiting.
Yeah.
And then some cocky little Pegasus motherfucker went,
"Hi, Kenny.
Bet they don't show up until 1 minute past 8. Jackie Weaver. But oh no.
Yeah. Hi, Dan. Hi, Roscoe. Harry Badger. A minute early, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's been a week. How are you, Lance?
I'm better than what you've been doing.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Right. So let's get all the immediate stuff out of the way first. Andy's working, or he has been working late, and therefore won't be on the stream. Or if he is on the stream, he won't be here until later. I'm guessing he's not going to be on the stream, but never say never. The booking website for the NME has gone live. Annoyingly, the website that we use for booking is for some reason linking everybody to the old event. So with our greatest intentions that the Buy Me a Coffee subscribers would have early access, they have had early access to the last event, which has been really helpful. So I have a help desk call in with event booking, whoever, event booking, that's literally who we use, .com. They are looking into that. So I will get that sorted out as quick as possible. The event is live. It's there, but for some reason, nobody can access it because as soon as you go onto that URL, it takes you to the old event, which is unpublished.
The old event was brilliant, and I can understand why they'd want you to go to the old event because it was very, very good. However, yes, we have a new event.
We have a new event. So we're getting on that. I will keep everyone updated. We still obviously want to allow the Buy Me a Coffee people early access. So as soon as that is fixed, we will then give them the early access for, say, a day or two, and then we will have a general release. So we'll make it clear. We're getting on it as soon as possible, but unfortunately, we're struggling with that. Lots of people have been contacting me in the week. I have not been talking to you because I have been very ill. It is like I've drunk a pint of drain cleaner. It has been coming out both ends. I have a raging temperature at the moment. I feel horrendous. But we're ploughing on because we wanted to give you an episode tonight. Obviously, with Andy not being here as well. So you feel great. So ironically, we were going to be talking about hydration. We do miss you, Andy. We were going to be talking about hydration, but I am so dehydrated at the moment. I feel that would be a piss take to talk about.
You need to drink plenty of water, sir.
Yeah, I have. I have my water here. I literally printed out the piss chart, you know, the coloured one. And I was measuring myself.
I bet yours is like this right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty, pretty bad.
Almost copper.
Yeah. So I feel it's a little on the ironic side on that front. So, hi, Andrew. South Hearts Airsoft, hello. Instead tonight, we're doing a Q&A. So if you have any questions that you'd like to ask, please throw them in the chat. Whack a little Q at the beginning. Makes it easier for us to find them as we go through. But that answers our first question of where's Andy? So there you go.
Where Andy? Andy's very working. Caveman put where there, Andy? I think. Where Andy?
Where Andy?
Yeah. Follow me, I know the way.
Kenny said should have had some arse blockers, aka Biscuits Brown. If I'd have had that, I'd have genuinely exploded. Like,
yeah, I reckon it would just all come out of his mouth. That can happen. That can actually happen, can't it? You can only shit out of your mouth. Serious blockage.
Can you?
It can back up that much. You can shit out of your mouth. Like, to the point where it backs up big time.
But is it actual shit? I swear. Sick? I shit you not.
I swear down. I think it happens in infancy as well. It can happen where they get like a twisted bowel or something like that, and it can back up that much. It's just like, sorry, mate. Lance shits out his mouth every day. Whatever. Don't listen to Kenny, everyone. He lies. He's lied.
Kenny's
he lies
got
and he's rude.
Very fancy new gazebo.
He has.
Which
I helped him erect it today.
Yeah.
Rather sizable erection in his back garden that we both dealt with. Lance is right. Of course Lance is right. He didn't have to put that. Of course Lance is right. Thank you, Terry. Lovely.
Ah, yes. Harry says, did I hear a rumour that the infamous or infamous top knot is gone? I mean, this was... Oh, hang on. There we go. The man bun. You've obviously got a hat on tonight, so...
You may notice I am now able to wear hats, which doesn't have a secondary forehead at the back. No level lamp there, yes. It's still long.
I don't have a noise.
But it has gone. It's just... I feel like a shadow of my former self. It's a sad day. My wife was very happy when she got to... Yeah. But yeah, now it's gone. Whether it returns or not, I don't know. We'll have to see. But it has, for the time being, it has disappeared. So yes, Terry, you're Harry, your information is correct, sir. It's gone. Not a sconus.
Yes.
Which is Latin.
There was that. A question about Mike's, what's going on with that tash. So as you are aware, we have Shift Your Riffs coming up. And I am very conscious that I don't want to look like a child when we meet people. So I have been trialing some facial hair.
So he drew on a moustache.
I have been trialing some facial hair. This is 2 weeks, 3 weeks now. I don't know if it looks.
I think you look quite suave.
I don't think it does. Oh, thank you. I haven't got to the point.
I can see you waiting tables in the suburbs of Paris.
And scamming people out of their money.
I didn't say French people did that.
I wasn't implying a scammer. I'm just implying I don't look very trustworthy.
I was implying that you looked like a French waiter in the suburbs of Paris. Then you instantly associated that just with scamming people.
I went somewhere else. Took a different conversation. Let's not start upsetting any more peoples of the world. I was just trying to find... I apologise. Literally, I'm not very prepared for this episode at all, so you'll have to bear with me. But we have some news in that we have some stickers. We have some new stickers coming out. We've had some specifically made for Shift Your Riffs, and we also have some more generic ones. So if you are coming to Shift Your Riffs, we have... because I don't think everyone has seen these. We did put it out for the Buy Me a Coffee people first. Hang on. Bear with.
Mike, you look like is Captain Man.
My computer is just dying tonight. You need to get some round spectacles really helpful. Now.
Round spectacles.
I'm sharing. No.
It's all gone pizza.
Everything
mate.
Is breaking tonight. It's all going nightmare.
That's not good.
I'll be honest with you, I don't think episode 172 is going to be our particularly highlight of episodes.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
I mean it's still early doors. It's only 8 minutes in.
I've worked out this evening that my Bofang says sit down more shit to me.
Turn it on.
So this, yeah, I think
that.
This says
sit
down more shit. Sit down, more shit. All right, sorry.
Which we think either means channel mode or frequency mode.
Yeah, but I like the fact that it says sit down, more shit. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's what I hear. I'll do it one more time, just so we're all on the same page. Sit down, more shit. Okay, all right, sit down.
I can't share screen for some reason, so I won't be able to show you the pictures of the stickers. But we have some new stickers. We have some Stranger Things in the style of
they're very cool.
Stranger Things logo. I can't get the thing up. It's not working. I can duck out and come back in if you want to just ad lib for like 2 minutes.
Are they in our WhatsApp? Are they in our main chat?
They are in the WhatsApp chat, yeah.
Did you put a picture in our main thing?
In the marketing one. If you want to see if you can find them.
Chance.
Lance has got really laggy as well now, which is great.
Chat, are they in the... are these pre-CTB course photos or after?
I don't know.
No, have I?
After, I think.
Oh, I haven't got time for that. No, I don't know where that is.
It's not going well tonight, Andy. It's a nightmare. Hello to Andy. The main one. He's obviously in the chat.
Hello, Andy. Andy, do me a favor and send me the Stranger Things. Yeah, go on.
Carl says, when are you doing the radio review? So we are lining that up for after Shift Your Riffs. So we've obviously got Shift Your Riffs at the end of this month. That's our big...
Hello.
Oh, I thought you were going to play the thing again.
I can if you want.
We've got Shift Your Riffs at the end of this month. This is a big thing. Sit down, wash it. Which is what we are prepping definitely for at the moment. We've obviously got the Nofo Milsim experience ready to go in August. So we're obviously working on that. So after May, so between May and August is when we're going to be doing the review on the radios. So there you go.
All good so far, though. Only used them for one event. Weekend.
Well, you were saying earlier, you've been testing out the battery. How's that been going?
It's still not. I've still not had to charge it yet. Sit down, more shit. Still on 2 bars. So it's all good in the hood, I think.
That was the battery power was definitely Octo, was it?
This was charged for. When did I get it? Did I get it after the Phoenix or before? After Phoenix. Yeah, it was after Phoenix. Yes. So it was in between Phoenix and Octo. Yeah. Between then. I can't remember the date I actually got it. But I've not charged it up since Octo. I didn't charge it up during the Octo event either. So it's on all day. So it's 2 8-hour-ish. So 16 hours on then. So, yeah. Plus, dicking around with it at home, doing this, that, and the other, playing some hammering tunes.
Hi, James.
Yeah, I better turn that off quickly before I get
shut down. Barnaby says, polished, boys, polished.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, I genuinely feel polished.
We're filling until the questions start pouring in from our wonderful listeners. So thanks for everyone who put a question into us on our Instagram post today as well. It's really appreciated. Knew we could always count on you guys for that. You fucking assholes. Not one fucking question. Really? Come on. Wake up.
Les has very helpfully sent me the pictures on WhatsApp, by the way, but I can't for some reason share. So I think what we'll do... Is
he sent them to
into the main thing? He sent them to me, but I can't get them up on WhatsApp.
Let's send them to me, mate, as well, if you can, bud.
Yeah. I will. We've got some questions from previous episodes sort of stocked up. So I'll tell you what, let's bring one of those questions up. If you start answering that, Lance, I'll duck out briefly and then come back in. And then
okie dokie.
Hopefully, I'll be able to share the screen. What's the best thing you like about Milsim as opposed to just general airsoft?
What's the best thing?
Oh, what's the best thing you like about Milsim as opposed to general airsoft?
Best thing I like about Milsim as opposed to just general, like, as in like a general skirmish.
I'm just gonna turn one off and come back on again. I'm just gonna do the old IT thing, so I'll be back.
All right, Norris. For me, I'd say the best thing about Milsim for me is the camaraderie sort of bit side of it, as opposed to the actual airsofting, shooty, shooty, bang, bang bit, and the kit. Those two things for me. Yeah, getting out with the lads, having a good, thought it was like 24, 36 hours out on the ground, as opposed to just like getting your gun on and slapping some BBs about. For me, it's a lot more to that. The admin side of it and the kit side of it and the kit prep, that's a huge part of why I enjoy Milsim. You know, what about you, Mikey boy?
I would agree with you. I think for me, it's the LARPing, really. I think it's the skirmish days are good. I've come to this conclusion, funnily enough, over the last year or so, but I actually don't get a real kick out of running around shooting people. But I like the tactical nature of airsoft, like the ability to kind of like sneak up, and I mean, for me it's more like I like playing hide and seek and stuff like that. You know, I like trying to go, right, I've got an enemy to assault over there, I could just push round along the main track that everyone's stacking up with, or you know, I can try and get sneaky and kind of like squeeze myself through sort of little vehicle animal trails and stuff like that to try and get into a unique position where I can then take one or two out. I'm not about the huge kill to death ratio or anything like that. For me, it's just, and it's probably something that I will evolve into sniping in later years. But for me, I just like that. But it's the role play as well. So with Milsim being generally a lot more immersive in terms of, you know, you get different characters and you can try and do different things. You know, the last Octo event, my knee was absolutely fucked on the Sunday, so I wasn't able to run around and properly skirmish fight airsoft wise, whatever. Whereas I could walk around as a cripple. So that's what I did. You know, I found a crutch. I threw some of my old rags and costume bits and pieces on. And I went around and sort of tried to still stay involved that way. It's not for everyone. You know, if you pay to rock up to an event, you're not going to want to pay to just not necessarily get your gun on. But it doesn't bother me. That's not really my sole love of milsim. That makes sense. And we say milsim, so but, you know, it's milsim style type thing.
Going back into your question, your answer just then. So are you suggesting that sniping is for a more senior, less able body person?
No, not at all. No, no, I'm not being put into that. No, not quite. No. So what I'm saying is, I think.
No.
Yeah, no. So what I would say is, and I think this is fairly okay to say, younger people are generally going to be the ones that you see running backwards and forwards with unbounded energy. They're just going to be going backwards and forwards all the time. Never really
stop. Pain in the ass. Yeah.
Yeah, and you see that at our age, like, you know, we go to skirmishes and stuff like that, and it's all the little kids in our eyes that are just like, right, there's the objective, straight at the beginning, go. And then they come back 5 minutes later because they've been shot, and then they're running out again. Whereas us...
All the little kids that are actually 20 years old, that's what we're saying.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. They're kids in our eyes. But we go and skirmish because we have been to some skirmish days, and we are very much like, right, game's on. Right, let's get a brew on.
Yeah, first things first, lads, let's establish a harbour area and get a brew on.
Yeah, we need a harbour area, we need a fob, we need somewhere to bed down in case it starts raining. Like, OPs, we need a...
Yeah, I'm definitely more of a leisurely stroll skirmish player.
Yeah. But I like, for me, I like being sneaky. You know, the ghillie suits and leaf suits and all of those sorts of lovely things, I've always had a bit of a fascination for anyway. I've never really kind of got into sniping, but I can see that that's something that I would probably go into at some point, just because I still want to play that kind of recce recon role and kind of do that kind of proper milsim approach rather than just going off trying to get, like, you know, loads of headshots and stuff like that. I'm not bothered about that. You know, we've obviously done events which are purely reconnaissance based, and I have no issue with that at all. That sounds good to me. You know, you still got your backup rifle in case you've got a close quarters engagement, but that just for me, I enjoy that aspect of it, basically.
100%. Yeah, the recce approach to an event is for me one of my most enjoyable. You know, from the first Machiavellian with Defiant, you know, that it just ticked all my boxes for what I wanted to do. Sort of cloak and dagger, right under the noses, you know, getting eyes on, remaining calm and quiet, concealed, you know, and sort of testing your kit and testing your sort of self mentally a bit with the environment you was in. You know, it was bloody cold, chances of rain and this, that and the other, sort of hunkered down, just like a team of four. It was brilliant, you know, keeping yourself squared away because you knew you had to go any time, so you couldn't just, like, have a fucking admin grenade go off in your burger and just bits of everything everywhere. You had to keep it packed up and ready to move at any time. It was so cool. It was so cool. I loved it. It was really good.
Yeah. I mean, it was hard going at the time.
Absolutely. Oh, don't get me wrong. It fucking hell.
Me and Mark, we had a proper little cuddle because we were so cold.
Yeah. It got to the point, actually, that got to the point where, actually, I think me and Ash... was it Ash, the other guy who was with us? I'm sure his name was Ash.
Possibly. I'm terrible with names.
It got to the point where it actually became quite awkward for me and him to be in the hide with you two. So we sort of took it on upon ourselves to find other OPs to look out from.
Yeah, just looking away.
Privacy more for you two than anything. Yeah, sitting having a conversation, just getting slowly louder just to keep the noise dampened down a bit.
Oh dear. So yeah, I like it for that reason. Right, I've got the stickers working. So these are our Tranger Things stickers. Oh, so we have, I think, 140 of these to give away. So we will be making these a fairly regular thing. So once we have more money again, hopefully after NME, just to caveat that, any money that this podcast ever makes only goes back into making stuff like this. So this is a purely good example of where that money goes. So this is some of the Buy Me a Coffee money and bits and pieces that we've had. So we wanted to make some new stickers. So we've got the Tranger Things ones, and then we've made some special Shift Your Rift ones, which are getting shrifty, which are completely unlicensed, but they are AI generated. So I'm blaming
copyright
AI. So we thought we'd have a little play on the whole Rift, and then
can you get my face made into a sticker? Seeing as you're showing,
yes,
the whole
we will get
album.
Your face made into a sticker as well. That terrifying, terrifying picture.
I think that's quite wonderful. I'm not going to lie.
There was talk about making Stanley covers with that on.
Oh, yeah, beer coolers, wasn't it? Someone found a Vistaprint beer cooler. That would be awesome. Happily have that.
So, yeah, we if you want to come and see us at Shift Your Riffs, we have some stickers. I'll be having them out in two batches, I think, just so we make sure we've got some for both days. But come say hello, pick up a sticker. We've also got the standard Fox ones as well. As well as some other things, we've got Mother Fraser bandages are going to be for sale. We are going to have some of the Mark II Nofo packing lists, which don't include a torch under every category, which won't be for sale. They'll be for free.
That was so funny.
I'll be honest with you. So I put that list together the first time and it made perfect sense when I wrote it. And then when I was writing the Mark II, I was like, this is really weird. Why have I put those things in there?
So many torches.
I like illumination. We have the Mark II.
I'm not using my cook set torch. I've currently got my boot cleaning kit torch. I need to put that away and get this one out. Shit.
If you are wanting to have one of those, we'll have some of those that will be laminated as well. We won't have loads and loads, but there'll be some laminated. We've just got a load of stuff, really. We're going to have a chance to, if you want to have a photo with our new ballistic shield, it's just more of a prop really rather than anything. Obviously come and meet Andy and I, because Lance unfortunately can't make it. Pegasus and Mark, our two spuds, will be there as well, if you want to meet them. So
I will be there in cardboard cutout though, won't I?
Hopefully, yes, if we can make sure that we get that, albeit
not an airsoft kit, but I'll be there. I can give it to Kenny to bring up.
Yeah.
So I'm there. Hopefully it sits in the front of the camper van with him on the way up there on the motorway. People can wave. Hello. Hello, me.
Yeah.
There you go.
I also want to give a little shout out to Nick. So Nick was the guy that we met at Octo. He has been in touch about the thing that he has made. So I'll be sorting that out. But apologies, Nick, if you are listening. I haven't had a chance to get back to you again just because I've been really ill. So I will have a chat with you. ASAP.
I'm going to go and grab me quickly. I'll be back in 2 seconds. Hang on.
Yeah, that's fine. Rage, don't worry. I already have yours secured in a separate envelope. So that I've actually given you two Tranger Things stickers. So there you go. But if you've got any other ideas for stickers as well, give us a shout. Let us know. I've got ideas floating around of, I know we've talked about herding cats quite a lot. So I've got a herding cats sticker idea that we've been sort of toying around with. There'll be some NME ones as well. We're sort of trying to go down the route of making a sticker for every kind of little event type thing that we do, just because it would be quite cool in my mind. People love sticking stickers on their Pelly cases and stuff like that. And I think that's quite nice, but it tells a story. So rather than just being like random arbitrary stickers, if you've got the ability to go, oh yeah, I've got that one from that event, that one's from that event. Patches are good, but you don't always... It's a good cardboard cutout. For those audio listeners, we are now just watching Lance sit next to a cardboard cutout of Lance. What is the story behind that again?
Well, basically, this is made by my friends for my 40th birthday party. There goes a There's an army hat. Let's just put that there. Oh, there we go. Yeah. That's Paul Milsom. Yeah.
It's almost exactly the same.
It's like twins. Fuck. My beard's slightly longer now, though. His beard's shit. What a tit. So they had this made for me for my 40th, and they took it all around where I live and had like pictures of like kebab shop owners with him, the library, the fire station, people like that just having random. The guy who owns the vape shop, lovely guy, Nick, and there's a picture of me with him. So, yes, and this was my party for people to gyrate against and have photographs taken. So there we go.
Having been very fortunate to attend that party, it did get very confusing because at multiple times I thought that was actually you.
Yes.
In that it was placed in different locations and it was quite hard to... No, but physically you, not just a picture of you. I genuinely thought that was you at points.
It's him.
It's very deceptive.
I'm in my golf. I'm in my golf. There we go. A bit of leg.
Yeah.
See all that now? See all the goods?
Yeah, yeah.
It's all there.
There you go. If anyone is on Photoshop tonight, that's definitely something to Photoshop.
There we go. Yeah. Have at it. Have at it.
There was a question from someone on Twitch, but I apologize. I can't. It has disappeared on the comments thing. So if you wouldn't mind just throwing that back in there and I will mark it up because I've been trying to find
it. Do you chaps have a regular skirmish site you attend? There you go.
Oh, was that it? Oh, well done.
That was the question. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. No, I don't. You?
before Milsim, and I did, and it was the good old, the Hallow Ground Apocalypse Airsoft in Sittingbourne, Kent, which I highly recommend, which is run by a cracking team of people and a lovely, enormous guy called John Davies, who is sublime. He's a wonderful bloke, and he'll have a good day out down there. And I've a lot of people have been paying first visits down there, and I've been seeing an awful lot of reviews on Facebook recently, saying about how well it's been run and how good it's been, and the clientele getting down there. It's been really, really good. Really good games. Marshall's doing cracking efforts down there. So, yeah, I do. If you've not visited Apocalypse Airsoft in Sittingbourne, Kent, go and pay it a visit. Just brace yourself for the hill. You've got to walk up though, but it's all good. You'll get there in the end. It's all good. Yeah.
See, I used to play Bush Valley Airsoft. That was probably my regular one for a long time.
Okay.
Being sort of Kent-based, it was that one. I went to Call Under Fire twice. Apocalypse was probably sort of next on the list on that front. But I don't generally tend to go skirmishing now. If I do, it's predominantly wherever a load of other people are playing. My main thing for events at this point is if there's a reasonable kind of number of people are going that I know and want to, this sounds dirty, but play with, then I will go to that site with them, if that makes sense. I have had too many different events where I've gone and it's been maybe one or two of us and it just hasn't been a particularly good event because you don't have the numbers to have a good kind of skirmish and day, like you know, you're calling out and you've got, you know, one other person being your oppo or whatever, but you kind of need a few more to have like a proper good little kind of tactical engagement, because otherwise you are just shouting at random people and they don't listen to you.
No, because they think, who the fuck's this weirdo? I've never seen him before.
Yeah. Why is he saying to come over and give him a cuddle? I don't understand.
It reminds me of that chap at do you remember that boy?
He keeps making cups of tea at the start of the games.
It's pretty odd. But do you remember the hero? He's a lovely guy at Longmoor when we were all shot out. And I don't think he realised that we were all stood at respawn. And he came and gave us that rousing speech. And he was like, right, come on, yeah, follow me. And then he ran off. And we all thought, well, we're dead for 5 more minutes. Yeah, we can't do it.
Sit down.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. Are you poorly or are you all right?
Tired.
Tired.
Didn't break any
Looking speech. Fresh, man.
It's good to see you, Andy.
Hello.
How is everyone? Our professionalism just went from here to here.
It went down massively. Yeah, man.
Fucking.
I was listening in the car.
Fucking.
Lovely.
Four up, baby.
I know. I genuinely can't wait.
Lance cardboard cutout cam.
Yeah.
Can I ask a favour, Andy? Do you reckon that they'll let Lance Mark 1? Are we going to call him Mark 1 or Mark 2?
Mark 2.
Am I Mark 1?
It's Lance 2, surely.
Mark. You're not I'm calling Mark him Mark. Two. He's
no,
Lance 2.
He's...
No, you
Lance 1 Mark. And Lance 2.
Mance. Lance 2. Can we, do you reckon we could get him in the turret of the Challenger for a little picky?
Yeah, we'll try. Or the driver's seat.
Or under the wheel.
You're going to, trust me, you'll be in a lot of places if, that you wish you wouldn't.
If I get damaged, I'm going to be pissed off because this is a treasure.
Oh, man, we've got to put him in the toilets, do we?
Not, yeah, as long as I don't get all fucking covered in stuff. There's, I remember golf gear, man. It's expensive stuff. Come on.
There's going to be some stuff, I tell you. There's going to be some images of you. Which
I'm
you
wearing
wish
lightly
never...
coloured chinos, for Christ's sake.
Oh, yeah. Why have you stuffed over socks down the front of it? That's what I want to know.
No, to be fair, I did pull them up for the photograph.
And they're not socks.
Teabag it. Don't you dare teabag it, soft, soft, you dirty bastard. I will not, I'm not there to be. I'm not there for your pleasures.
You are.
I reckon you two need to get these made now. Yeah,
I reckon you should have one of all.
I'm actually going to be bouncing at Kenny's.
I was
Empire
thinking
Airsoft,
that we should get
bouncer.
Some.
This is going to be on the door.
Cardboard cutouts. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he's going to do the rounds. You're going to be a busy boy that weekend.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, just have him at the front. People can have photographs taken with him. You know, you could advertise off me. You could hang an arrow pointing into something. Away.
Oh my God, we could take him out into the field and be like, just stick him up from behind a tree or something like that, or up from a ditch.
No, because he might get injured.
No, you're not going to. If I come back with. If I get fucking BBs in this, I'm serious for a minute. Just on a separate plane, I will be pissed at both of you because this is from genuinely a really special present. And I would not be fucking happy. If this comes, if I come back with holes in me,
Marshall, I've shot that guy four times in the face. I can still see the BBs holes. In his head.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's not even wearing eye pro, Marshall. He's not even wearing eye pro. He's got his hat. Fucking amateur. Now he's in the Challenger. Oh. Look.
Oh, you're going to be in a lot of places.
He's grinning at me like a tit. Wonderful. Could you put me in a high vis at the main gate and just people just sitting there trying to give me a ticket to get in? And I'm just there.
Yeah. I'll put you in a high vis. I'll put you in a high vis.
Tony, nobody's coming down the driveway.
And I'll put you in booking in with me.
Nobody's booking
in. Me.
Tim, why not? Because Lance is up there.
I did notice I joined and four people left. That's slightly hurting.
Oh, I wouldn't worry.
No, they're off to make memes out of me and my cardboard Lance.
Bastards.
That's what they're off to do.
Harry said he can't promise it won't have glasses and a mustache drawn on it.
As long as it comes off.
It's definitely I'm definitely gonna buy some eye pro for it. And just
you could buy some eye pro for it and some a ghillie suit, maybe. If you want to buy me a ghillie suit for it, that's fine. Happy people.
I think it might be cheaper at this point because of the potential level of damage that it's gonna
just to have you.
Just getting a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should definitely get this. Oh. I think this will be good for us. We should all have one each.
What in the
I'll look into how you do it. Take to events with us.
But I'd have it in the background. Like I'd always have you there. Just
I'd take them and I'd get them like laminated if you can. Yeah. And we'll hide them out in game zones with anyone else we go to visit.
Should we get no-throw bobbleheads?
Oh.
No, I want to get a no-throw flag, man.
Oh, the inflatable arm waving tube man.
Berserk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once you get like garage forecourts, just goes absolutely berserk. Yeah.
It will stitch one hand like that.
I find them hilarious. Yeah. I just find them so funny. I could be in like the worst traffic jam and just see, look over and see one and just go. No faux Funkos. Wow.
Tony says no faux Funkos. That's not bad.
I like this one. I'm not sure what this is in relation to. But
there's those big headed, like the square things.
South Park says
teabag. Oh,
tea bag.
Picked up on,
tea bag what?
There'll be no ball bag on my bloody. No, that's my cardboard. Cardboard Lance is not getting ball bagged by South Park says.
And I just want to say this as well.
Well,
that
if I'm
myself
there,
and Mike are not to be teabagged either. Well, me mainly. You can teabag Mike.
You have to shoot me first.
Oh, yeah. Challenge accepted.
He'll try and put a fight up.
Gentlemen.
Not
if
my
you
friendly
shoot
fire.
Mike, you can get to teabag.
Not my friendly fire. Not my friendly fire.
You watch, no one will be on your team. Be like, oh, where did everyone go?
There is no such thing as friendly fire. It all hurts.
Right. From that level of conversation, we've having asked for questions. We have 11 queued up in the chat, so now we've got our work cut out. Chris says, "Where is Luckett?"
I'm here. I was over there, now I am here.
Yeah. Andy asks, "When are tickets going on sale?" So, having already discussed this, the website is currently being fixed. Yeah.
If you'd fucking been here, you'd have known.
Well, some prick booked me in on a job at 3 o'clock.
Is that his fault?
It's his fault.
You had to be.
That was when the client would let him
on
in.
On a Wednesday of all 3 days.
3 p.m. To turn up to a job at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
What?
As the schools are leaving as well. It's like, what time can you turn up to a school?
School job.
I was like, that makes it even worse.
They finish lunch at like 12:30, 1 o'clock. Once they're all back in class, just go, just get it done.
Most of them were out on the street by 2 o'clock.
Smoking and that, yeah, smoking.
Yeah. Anyway, the tickets are going on sale as soon as the website is fixed. There'll be 1 or 2 days of pre-booking allowed for the Buy Me a Coffee subscribers with their perk, but we will heavily advertise as soon as that website is fixed. It's not our fault. We have a help desk call. I have escalated it with them. Bar calling a number in America, which is going to cost me an awful lot of money to do. I have no other methodology by which to expedite getting this sorted out. So
keep sending pictures of them of your bum. That worked last time, didn't it?
Yeah.
Fun fact, I sent James from Defiant a picture of me in a Defiant t-shirt that he sold me. He then claimed that it was fraudulent and that I had made a t-shirt and then sent me a picture of his ass. So if anybody wants it, I now have a picture of James' ass saved on my phone.
Nah, so, nothing there's nothing I ain't seen before, so you're right.
Yeah. James. I don't think I've seen you before on the show. Welcome. Do you have any thoughts on Delta Mic Face Pro?
I know you two do.
You have some, don't you?
I do.
I don't have any.
I even have the patch.
I thought that's what you use.
I can't have any because of my...
Of course you do.
Spectacles,
Spectacles.
I really like it, to be honest with you. I mean,
I've not got any, I can't
exactly
comment.
A brand-specific... guy, I've got both Delta Mic and Lone Star Tactical Face Pro. The Lone Star one has the nose piece, which is why I've got those. And then the Delta Mic one goes under the nose. I find both of them to be particularly good, to be honest with you.
I do like.
I don't always wear it for the most part. It's generally for more CQB. Lance is putting on a respirator.
Yeah. I do have a Delta Mic face quality.
Oh, you can hear me through it still, can't you?
Oh, yeah, you can. Yeah,
just about.
Yeah. But would you like to know why? Because I cut the bottom out.
Ah,
let the hot air out so I don't get steamy face. It's a fucked mask. Although it's a good mask, it is fucked. So it's beyond actual use. But I use this.
Yeah, I use Delta Mic. So I got confused which one I had. I have the Mark 1, which is just the square bit of mesh.
Oh, warm.
I love it. Everything else always seems to steam up my second layer of goggles, because obviously I wear the safety lenses, then my prescription underneath. But these ones I literally just wear over my mouth, and it's a square, literally about that big. And the rest of the fabric
is thrown at you, Andy, then,
and
by
you
the
actually
way.
Forget. That's all right.
And
you forget that you wear it.
Mm.
I think. I'd highly recommend it. I prefer it over the Delta Mic. I found that which one's the other one? I have Lone a Delta Star. Mic. I prefer it over the Lone Star because I found that the padding on the Lone Star was actually too thick. And with the beardage issue, it holds it out and it ends up just holding all the sweat. Whereas the other one is a lot thinner, so it lets it out. That's my personal opinion. If you are a bearded gentleman.
Yeah, I think the only thing I would say is with any of the Face Pro, which is kind of like a balaclava kind of snood type, don't shave before you wear that. Because I have had some quite severe, because there's obviously a lot of humidity there going on when you're running about, especially if it's going to be likely very hot. you got sweat as well to compete with, and it does start to. I find it aggravates my top lip, and that running around. But yeah, I've not had any problem with either the Lone Star or the Delta Mic. I like both personally. I went with the Lone Star one just because it had the nose piece on some, and then I've got some Delta Mic ones as well. So
yeah, I don't like the nose piece because it always seems to interfere with me iPro. Mm-hmm. So I prefer just having the square bit.
Yeah. I think Lone Star do them without the nose piece. I was just looking up to see if Delta Mic did them with a nose piece, because I don't know. Have you seen the, is it NB Tactical? Those ones?
No.
They seem to be quite good. So it's the, yeah, NB Tactical. So they do an equivalent kind of thing. So their mesh kind of goes along out to the cheeks as well. And then the balaclava system goes on top of that. Let me just see if I can bring that up on screen.
I don't know how people cut about with like a full head covering on, unless they're wearing mesh goggles, because I'd be fucking boiling. You know, like a Arc'teryx, like Leaf Bally or something like that, where you actually wear it like full, like a ski mask type thing, man. I'm cooking that. Yeah, like that on them two pictures on the right. I'd be cooking in that.
So is that? Yeah, but I quite like the look of just the mesh. Or is that what's inside the balaclava?
So the mesh is inside the balaclava. So it's kind of
so you
it's
can't wear like that without working the belly.
Well, I guess you can, but the mesh is obviously designed as the face protection, and the belly is providing that
cool
thing to hold it in place. I would assume. It's the ghost mask.
On that note, called. I know we didn't jump into any news tonight. Did you see? Mustang's them glasses that their company sent him when he was out in the US? That I've actually got. You know, we've been talking about glasses not fogging up and shit like that.
Have they got heating elements in them?
Glasses. No, they're glasses now that have got micro fans in there. So the frame's ever so slightly bigger, but they're still like a ballistic glasses rather than a goggle with like a big all singing all dancing.
Are they the airframes?
Could be. That rings a bell.
I'm not them on the speed on Instagram.
They look quite interesting, to be fair. They didn't look awful, and they didn't look like big and bulky and everything. They look like a normal pair of specs, but they've got like fans. But micro ones just in the arms. They look pretty cool. So something worth looking at, maybe.
Carl says it's separate, well. The mesh and the belly. So,
oh, right.
I don't know whether you have to have the belly. Maybe if someone can who owns one, because there's a few of you in the chat, if you could let me know if it's... Eggers has said they do like a snood like to hold like it in place now.
The meshy sort of Trojan-y looking covers, face covers. You know what I mean? I know they're not sort of like mule. Well, but I do find they look quite cool, quite shinobi samurai-esque.
Well, you say, they're not milsim. They're not milsim, but they are wearing them now. Yeah, CTSFO like that. They are wearing these just because it's a quick persec. You know, quick mask over the top, job done. I quite like the one Tigris one. If anyone's interested. They kind of do like the half. I'll just see if I can find it quick at the same time talking. So it's kind of a mesh panel that runs down the front and then it's padded on the sides. If you've got, I find personally, if I've got any mesh that runs kind of past the edge of my mouth, I can't get a good position on the rifle stock.
Yeah, fair one.
Yeah, that's why I find like the little square.
Face pro for looks, in my opinion, is the Mandalorian clip-on for the fast helmet, or the Gladiator, or
skull.
300 Leonidas. No, it's not even the skull. It's having that black T-bar there and then just down. I think that absolute fucking nails. It looks absolute nails.
That's really the one Tigris one. So that's effectively only padded.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Just... That's padded up to that line, and then it's mesh from about there.
I know the green one. I just couldn't get to it. It never used to sit right. It used to fall down and wobble eventually.
Yeah. Right, so Carl says, if you're on a helmet with the chin strap, will hold the mesh in place without the snood. That's the NB Tactical. Jigglypuff Gus, I've also got the NB Tactical. Mesh is held in place with the balaclava. Barnaby, seeing the MB mesh used on its own clipped to goggles, and my massive nose conflicts with the MB. DM works better for me. That's the Delta Mite. Yeah. The if those ones that you're talking about, the iPro, are the airframes, Flo had one at Octo.
Harry reckons they look like kids' spyglasses.
So I tried Flo's on. So Flo has a pair of the airframes, and I tried those on, and they weren't noisy or anything like that, but I did find that they were not the most aesthetic, in my opinion, on me.
Did you have your Captain Condom hat on as well?
No, I didn't.
That's unfortunate.
No, that hasn't had an airing in quite a while.
Oh, Andy, quick one. Don't know if you heard or not, but do you not think that this sounds like sit down more shit?
Yeah, that's what I said. What did I say when I got it?
No, I didn't hear you say that. Sorry.
Oh.
Definitely says sit down.
I literally joined and went, sit down, say more shit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just thought you was fucking mumbling on again.
Oh, yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Although that could be our next sticker. No faux sit down, say more shit.
Sit down, more shit.
Maybe that could be, we could rename our Q&A shows as sit down, more shit.
Because that's literally what we do.
Yeah, boy. I like it.
Right, there you go. So that's that one. Land Nav Challenge. Question, what should people bring to the event that would be useful for the different experiences?
Well, considering
this,
this question
is regarding our NME.
I'd say if you can, bring yourself on a little compass as a bit of a must, really. A compass would be very, very good considering one of the experiences we've got going on. Not so much a map, but definitely a compass. I'm not telling you to go out and spend like 90
Jerry can of petrol would be helpful.
Yeah. Or singing or dancing one. But, you know, you can pick up a reasonable compass that you can learn the basics on in Millets or, you know, Blacks or go outdoors or wherever it is or Amazon, wherever you want to pick one up from.
Or you can even download one for
download
free
a compass
on your phone.
but if you're
use what Pat, three words, that's fine, isn't it?
We were having this conversation the other day. Pat, back me up here, brother. If your phone, this is all well and good until it dies and you've got no way of charging it and you've got this, that and the other. Good old fashioned compass, sir. Gee whizzer, come on.
But if you can't get a compass in time, I don't know what situation.
Eddie, you're such a prick. I hope the polls change on the event and fucks everyone's compass. Never-ending wavering support from Empire.
Ignoring the massive global consequences that would occur if that was to happen, it would particularly screw with that little facet.
That one event.
Never mind everyone potentially just floating off into the abyss. It's going to fuck Pat's Land Nav Challenge. What three? Yeah, exactly. But yeah, absolutely, yeah. What three words? Word of old tush. Come on, compass. It's my birthday. I'm 35, super young. John Ross, happy birthday, sir.
Happy birthday. Yes. We don't have a birthday thing. I'll have to come up with one.
Why can't people send homemade birthday cards? Oh, that's what we should do now. They should make their own birthday card, send it in, and we can show it like they used to do. Like we used to do on the kids' TV shows, isn't it? We've got, such and such is three today. Happy birthday. There's a card made by your brother.
We can do that.
Which is a shit drawing, but there we go.
We can do this one. You can have...
I say ding dong.
There you go.
Yeah.
Birthday dong.
Until we have a better birthday one.
Yeah.
That's our birthday one at the moment.
Well, you could do that one as well. You were born.
Yeah. Hurrah! You have emerged from the vagina.
Ago, 35 years ago, your mum and dad had sex.
No, it was before that.
No, it'd be 9 months before then. 35 and 9 months.
Yeah.
If it was exactly on the day, give or take a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Only us would take happy birthday through to let's discuss your parents having sex and when the exact date was. And that's the important
thing.
Well,
I think it's essential because he wouldn't be celebrating his 35th birthday now if they hadn't. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Just saying.
It's the way of life.
Yeah.
Right, Marky Mark, as you're not over keen on general skirmish games, what about a one-day battle sim? Then Pegasus followed that up with, is a one-day battle sim is as long as a skirmish, isn't it?
It depends if a one-day skirmish is a one-day event or not.
That depends, doesn't it? Like
most skirmishes aren't normally a whole day, are they? Let's be fair.
No.
So most skirmishes are broken down to like four games, aren't they? Yeah.
You argue about who took the hits and who didn't.
Yeah.
And you go out for another hour and then you come back and you have lunch for about 2.5 hours. And then you go out in the afternoon and then everyone fucks off and there's not enough people left to do the last game and then everyone fucks off. That's skirmish day, pretty much.
I think if it's done properly, I know Defiant have, I know Defiant have said that they're going to do one day Milsim events. There's also a couple of companies, including Rift, that do a one day battle sim. The ones that I've been on,
Rittack, they do ones.
Yeah,
Legion used to do them as well. Uncommon things.
Yeah, the ones that I've played have actually not been too bad. It's you're out in the field, you have to take your day kit with you. They say like you're not going back to the car unless it's a real emergency. You have all your food and cooking equipment out on the field. That and you're given good. Actual like proper taskings instead of just yeah. these are just that random like objectives throughout the day.
That doesn't sound like a skirmish.
And I think a lot of companies that do run them now have taken that. It's gone from a one day full on skirmish to actually supplying a half like a decent event for a one day battle sim.
Defo.
And I'm going to say something a little controversial.
Go on, Ed.
Right. And this is me.
This isn't harking back to the 40s, is it? Before we go any further.
No. No. So I prefer the type of player that goes to a battle sim, more so milsim, than a skirmish day. Because and there battle sim I always find a little bit challenging because there's usually a weird crossover where you've got people that are like they do skirmish days but then they want to have a go at a battle sim. And the challenge I always find is that skirmishers don't play in a suitable style for that style of event. So, you know, we I don't know if you were there, Andy, but I know Lance was. When we went to do the Legion battle sim at Longmoor, we were in a team
which
comprised of about 25-30% skirmishers that were like, just want to play at Longmoor. It's basically a skirmish day at Longmoor.
Yeah.
So we had a command structure in place. No, we had a command structure in place that was completely ignored. We had teams of people that were just going off and just camping on the enemy respawn zone. The enemy were a lot more organized. Yeah. The enemy were a lot more organized. So they held their objectives most of the day and we lost. You know, because massively there wasn't that team coordination.
So yeah. I had a similar thing at BritTac. So I played the first BritTac day event after COVID. So it was their first event after COVID and we were allowed to play. And it ended up being a lot of skirmishers and only say two or three squads of players that wanted to do like the objectives and things like that. And I have to admit, BritTac turned around and they like probably within the first couple of hours they realized things weren't working, and they pulled all teams back and they said, right, who wants to go, like who wants to just literally run and gun and who wants to do the objectives, put your hands up. And then they split it in two halves and they sent all the like people that wanted to have a skirmish to one objective up the far end. And then left, and then started giving taskings to the groups that wanted to do the actual objectives, and it was pretty good because there was like a constant firefight up the far end, but you could still like kind of navigate it and get round it to get objectives. And they did put some objectives into the firefight as well, so it actually ended up being quite fun. But that
it's
was because
like
I think
the,
yeah they had
the
experience to
and
do
then
that.
The people that have paid for seating.
Yeah,
and they can just dip in and out as and when they want to.
Yeah, but then then when they did put the objectives, some objectives were in the middle of the firefight, or what they called the war zone, and that was good fun because like you got to go in and you had to. So we got given one task in where it wasn't. We had to go in unseen, and that was quite fun. We failed miserably because there was like 30 odd players up that end, so. But no, it was really good, and it was the way that they did it. Actually, they pulled it back from the brink of. I think there was like four or five of us. I think Pegasus, Tony, and a couple of others that don't that aren't on the show. They like it was close to us to all of us going, nah, we're done. We're going home. But they turned it around and instantly made it so they could cater for both parties.
And that's that goes says a lot for the organizers, doesn't it? When they can sort of take a problem during the event and correct it. You know, and that's only done from feedback from people playing. That's why we always say, you know, if there's a problem at the event you're attending, inform the marshal or the organizer as soon as you possibly can. Don't wait till it's finished and you've gone home pissed off because you've not enjoyed it. Tell them there and then, and there's a good chance they'll probably be able to do something about it. So there's a good example.
The only thing that kind of ruined it a little bit, like it was like a, it was give and take on this one. Halfway through the day, and I'm pretty sure it was Brits out, they arranged for an ice cream truck to go around the battlefield, and they stopped everyone, and everyone got an ice cream. Nice. I was like, oh, I don't know how to feel about this. Like,
I want
yes,
a cornetto,
ice cream.
But I don't.
On one hand, I'm a Milsomer, but on the other hand, I like ice cream.
Yeah. I was like,
I want the Maxi Bomb.
I want my 99 with a flake and
I want a Calippo.
And strawberry ice cream.
Maxi Bon is the king of ice creams, man. The cookie, the giant cookie with like the big chocolate. It's like a feast at one end, and then it goes into like a vanilla ice cream with two cookies around it. It's about fucking that long. It's about a foot long.
Our one does a triple 99, and you end up getting six flakes, three cones of ice cream, and then strawberry sauce all in the middle. It's filthy. I've never finished one. The dog gets the rest.
Oh, I fucking destroyed that. I haven't had ice cream in such a long time. Fuck.
I used to like a feast until they made... Because I swear the chocolate in a feast used to go all the way to the bottom.
Yeah,
and now they seem to have just got this little nugget of chocolate at the top.
Yeah, because you used to gag on the stick trying to get the last bit of chocolate.
Yeah. No, that... Oh, no.
Pausing the shit out of that one. It's been a while.
Yeah. So, yeah, that... I don't mind a battle sim. They're obviously quite engaging. There's a lot of effort that's required with a battle sim. I mean, that's more of the sprint than a marathon, isn't it, in terms of a mil sim? Because, if you've got a 48-hour mil sim, you can't play that like a battle sim.
You're trying to do a storyline of a task or something in 8 hours, essentially.
Mm.
Whereas in a mil sim, you've got a weekend to grow it and then sort of have the middle and an ending sort of thing. Whereas it's all got to be done in like, an hour into it, this has got to be kicking off now, and blah 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 blah. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah. So a lot of the battle sims don't, or the day battle sims don't seem to really have a storyline.
Mm.
And it's just like, right, you've been dropped in. This is your these are your objectives for the day. There'll be taskings throughout the day as well. So like keep busy. But yeah, I think building the storyline, it all depends on what you're looking for. Battle sims are definitely one of the first things that I would say for players to go and have a go at before going on to, say, one of the harder, like Defiant or BritTac or whoever, one of their harder events.
I mean, it depends for me. I mean, I agree. But on the flip side of that, I think it depends on if you've done any prior sort of like bit of wild camping and things like that. Because essentially, a milsim event, as long as you're au fait with squaring yourself away, sleep shelter wise and cooking wise, out in the wilds or wherever it is you might be, and being able to get your head down in sort of like quite an uncomfortable position, you're sort of pretty much sort of halfway there with regards to looking after yourself from a, like a safety aspect point of view. So, it was, you know, whether the gameplay is your cup of tea or not, you're not going to know until you go. Because obviously, like we've said, milsims are a lot longer drawn out affairs than what a battle sim is. You know, it's a more of a build up to whatever it is that's going to happen. So a battle sim, in my eyes, doesn't reflect a milsim, but it will give you that prolonged time out and on the ground, if you like, as opposed to like an hour and a half game, then coming back and blah, 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 and carrying kit around with you that you wouldn't supposedly normally do. But if, like I say, if you're very much like an outdoorsy person, does an awful lot of camping or solo overnighters or whatever it might be, then I going straight into a milsim, I wouldn't see that.
Yeah, there's not really much difference.
No, like you.
Still, but I mean, if you're going from a skirmish and you've never done a night's camping in your life.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah, completely. Yeah, that you're going novice on both sides of the coin. Yeah. You? Whereas, you know, if for me personally, if you're quite genned up on your camping, this, that, and the other, that's probably 50, if not 75% of the battle won for doing milsim stuff, because you're pretty much there. You know, that's what most people worry about, is, oh, I'm going to have the right kit for camping. Am I going to have the right kit for sustaining myself? Whereas if you really do that anyhow, it's you just condense it a little bit.
Yeah, you've got it.
You've already got it. Yeah, exactly. So.
Right, we had another question coming in from James. If you didn't buy an X-Mil Bergen, what pack would you buy?
If you didn't buy an ex-military issue Bergen, what pack would you buy? Ooh.
I don't know. I've always bought Bergens. when I've done scouts and adventure scouts and the Edinburgh Award, it was always a Bergen.
To be fair, he's obviously mentioning ex-mil issue. So let's take that on face value and discount the old school British Army kind of DPM Bergens and then the Virtus and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So let's just keep it to stuff that's not issued. So it can be a Bergen, but just not issued.
Well, I know which one I would choose, but would I have been in the position to buy what I've got now? Absolutely probably not, because I probably would have been fucking castrated if I'd spent that sort of money on the Bergen that I have. So I've got the JJ's Beast Bergen, purely because some lovely guys chipped in and girls chipped in for my birthday and bought it for me, which I'm eternally grateful for. So obviously that's a massive plus, having that. Prior to that, what I did have, and it was right up there, was one of my favourite packs, which I actually ended up giving to my cousin because he was going out on a deer stalk, and he's just had it ever since because he loves it. So I just said, I've got plenty of stuff, don't worry about it. Is the Caramore SF Bergen. And that was gifted to me by my mate, who's ex-Marines and ex-couple of other bits as well. And he used to use it as his jump Bergen. And the padding on that was fucking sublime. It was gorgeous. Like massive, thick shoulder pads. It was almost like dragon scaly sort of padding on the back bit. Like, it wasn't just one big foam block of padding. It was like, there was like air pockets of padding all over the back. Like, really, it's like an 8-pack almost on the inside back of the Bergen. That was wicked. That was wicked comfy. Yeah, Caramore SF Bergen in Woodland DPM. How he got hold of it, I don't know, because I'd never seen one. And he was like, here you go. I was like, oh, that's a bit sexy. Thank you. Yeah, that. So if you get yourself, I mean, it doesn't got to be DPM, but yeah, Caramore SF Bergens. They're fucking mint. Really good.
So I've had two which I was quite impressed with. The Highlander Forces one. That's quite a good Bergen. It's reasonably cheap as well, I think. I think it was about 70, 80 quid. Mm-hmm. That was quite good. And then the Warrior X300. That was a reasonably nice Bergen. A few little design issues here and there that I personally didn't like, but it's very slimline. And the waist band that you get with it is so comfy and sits just perfectly, and it just takes that little bit of weight off your shoulders without putting too much weight on your hips. Like, it's very well designed. Mm. But there's so many out there now. I would avoid the combat with a K stuff, personally. That's my opinion. I've never had anything from them that has lasted a while.
See, that's interesting, because I know that this gentleman down here has just bought the carry it, like the hold all bag.
Oh, that's blinding, really, yeah. That's been blinding, yeah. That has. Which I was quite, to be fair, do you know what? I get what Andy's saying, because I've had a couple of bits from that, and it's just been like,
yeah, it's just fallen apart for a couple of weeks. But or I'm not a couple of games.
For the CQB courses, and because it was on a flash sale, fucking preppers again, bastards. I was like,
have you seen they've got more riot shields?
Or yeah, I know. I was that close the other day to ordering the police armor.
Oh, what, the full ballistic set?
because I thought I might go with my...
queued up and I was like, I can't justify this.
I can't do it. I was thinking of me Colonial Marines loadout that I'm sort of working on in the background as well. And I thought it'd be good. But then the leg guards, they need to have like a metal plate and like a clip and stuff like that. I thought it's going to be too much bastardizing to get it to work. So I thought, just cut my losses and not get them. But yeah, no, back to the hold all. So I got that so I could... I got it in black so I could use it for like civvy holidays and shit like that, camping and whatnot. But I get my fast helmet, my boots, my plate carrier, shooter's belt, all my gubbit, everything in there apart from my rifle, and just load it up. I mean, God knows how much weight there is in there, but absolutely not a blemish, not ripped, not torn. They're carrying it by the straps, on the shoulder strap, on the shoulder. It's absolutely the pockets and the storage are fantastic. You know, get your boots in one end, get your helmet in the other end, space in the middle for a change of clothes, plate carrier, shooter's belt, all the gubbins. Yeah. Loads of little pockets on the side for my chrono to go in, gas bottles, loads of shit. Put some patches on there. Happy days. Yeah, it's cool. I need to review that, actually. I've only used it a couple of times, but I'm taking it away on my trip to the Isle of Wight. So I'll be dragging that around with me and the boys' clothes and that in. So I'll see how it goes then. But yeah, no, I'm very impressed so far.
One that I'd like to get some feedback on, if anyone's had it, is it Helicon? Helicon?
Helicon.
Helicon Tex.
Yeah. Right, I've had a few. I've had their chest rigs. I've had a couple of pouches. I've had one of their small Daysack bags. And they've all been absolutely blinding bits of kit. I'd be interested to hear what people's feedback is with their, if anyone's bought one of their bigger bags, like Bergen size. It'd be interesting to see, because they do some cool patterns as well. Like, they do some really good camo patterns, don't they?
I really rate the Helicon Tech stuff. Like,
oh yeah,
all the trousers
brands and stuff are really good. Yeah. So I've heard.
Their U-backs are brilliant. I still use one now, and I think I pretty much bought it. It's a bit tight now, but a bit
snug.
But you can tell it's a good quality because I haven't ripped anything when I put it on.
The shirt.
There you go. Yeah.
It's more like a girdle now.
I was just looking to see if I could find it because I was funnily enough having this look at the other day because obviously talking to this chap about Crib Gok gear and stuff. I can't find the specific bag that I saw the other day that kind of tempted my fancy, but for me it's the accessibility of getting into everything, like that main compartment on the old school British Army one, where you know you basically just got this big well in the middle that you can get out from the top. It's so unhelpful to access because anything at the bottom, you've got to pretty much get down or around everything to get to it. Whereas the one thing I do like about the Virtus, which is the one I'm using at the moment, the Mark One, you can get to it from the top, bottom, and front. I did see one that you could access from the back. So, and by back, I mean on the back panel. So you can take the Bergen off, obviously keep the rain fly on, and then access it where the strap pad is. You can zip it, unzip it there. I mean, I can't find it for the life of me, so I apologize. But
I feel like that
anything for me that's got that accessibility is the key.
I feel like a lot of weight is from your straps to that back panel, and the bag needs to be... This is just me thinking as we talk. To me, having a zip there, that is a weak point because all your weight is on that zip.
Yeah, it depends on how that's obviously worked through because I think this one did from the bottom.
All right,
So you can unzip it from that. But ultimately, the back panel's not the major one. The only benefit I can see for that is if you do have a rain cover on it, you can obviously ditch the Bergen down and then you can still get in it without having to unzip all of that stuff and take all your rain fly and everything off of it. But having been wild camping though with a number of Bergens, honest to God, having that accessibility where you can just quickly unzip the bottom and grab something out or the side or, you know, the top, it makes a massive difference of just trying to get kit out quickly if you need it.
Yeah. Because the one thing I've always thought about is, you know, the three pouches at the front on a Bergen. Well, when they're sewed on, you've got almost the perfect height outline for a zip. I wonder if it would be possible to have sort of like a small access panel zip where you just fold over the pouches. Do you know what I mean? Because then you've got access to that real bottom section, haven't you?
You had the X300, didn't you, Andy?
I did have the X300, yes.
Did that have, because I know that that had some zips at the bottom. Had, was that a sealed compartment, though, wasn't it?
So, no, right in the bottom, you have an inbuilt water cover, which was a luminous tan on a multicam bag. But very waterproof, like literally turned it round, absolutely hammered it down, and it was perfectly dry underneath where my bag was. And then above that, it had an external zip that you've basically just folded over the whole front of the bag. And you had access to literally the length of the bag. There was probably about that much at the bottom that you, that the zip kind of left. But then within that, you had another netting. So you could put all your stuff in your main compartment, zip that up, and then put something else in front and keep it separate. So like first aid kits or waterproofs or something.
Mm.
And then above that, you had your top zip. But then also on top of that, you had another bag, which you, another section, which had an access point into it as well. So you could, it was very good on that aspect. The only thing that I didn't like about it was, and the side pockets are literally the whole length of the bag. I could fit my arm into them, and they open fully right up, but they're silk lined, so nothing stayed in place. So like you'd really have to pack it out just to stop any sort of movement, which is a bit of a, I don't understand why they went with silk. It just seems weird.
Yeah,
I found the SF Bergen. I don't know if you can show that, share that screen there, Mike. So this is obviously a lot newer to the one I had, because I'm thinking there they've got bottom access. I think this is very much like the Virtus slash.
Yeah, see, that that looks Warrior. Almost exactly like the Virtus.
See, the one I had was an awful lot. It was almost like a slender version of like the British issue Bergen. Obviously, it's a bit more robust. Well, not a bit more robust, but it was more made for Civvy Street. But it had obviously the Woodland DPM colour into it. And it was. There's been an awful lot more added to this. See, I don't like that, all that strapping and out on the outside. I think it's too much. There's too much snaggability there for me. There's like molly everywhere. I get it, but I wouldn't be putting things through that bit, and I wouldn't be clipping bits onto that. I mean, obviously you can put your rocket pouches on the side. That should be more than enough. But I do like the fact that it comes with the side on pouch, the internal stitch bits behind the rocket pouches, like pockets, like mesh pockets you can get. But I couldn't find an old picture of them. So like, I'm going back. I mean, the SF Bergen I had has got to been from 2007, 2008. And it was mint. It was proper mint. It was a great bit of kit. It's similar sort of shape, but it didn't have as much going on. It was very simplistic, which is what I like. You know, that's why I like the Beast Bergen. Obviously, it's got the admin pouches on the front, but there's not a lot else going on with it. Do you know what I mean? That's why I like the British issue Bergens, because there isn't a great deal for just strapping stuff to. And some people don't like that. Some people like to be able to put stuff on it, but I don't. I like to, everything should be in the Bergen, just so it can be slung and put down somewhere, and not worrying about snagging something and pulling it off. It is what it is. But these are turbo. I don't know how, I couldn't comment on this one itself, but if you can get an older one, like sort of like 2006 to 2008, they're cracking. I couldn't say if this was comfortable or not. I've never used one. But it looks nice enough. There you go.
Yeah, I know. So using the Virtus Mark One doesn't come with the waist pad. So the waist pad was started. They introduced that from the Mark Two onwards, I believe.
Mm.
Might be the Mark Three. So you can get Mark Three waist pads, which attach onto the Virtus bags. But they don't do, so I've had to cobble one together. But I quite like my Virtus one, mostly just because of the access, as I say. It's I can't stress enough how useful it is if you've been hiking for a couple miles and then you just ditch your bag down and go, oh right, fuck it, it's raining, I need my basher, which is tucked right in the bottom of your bag, to just unzip a little bit, grab that out, and then you've got your basher straight away, rather than going, right, I've got a fucking route round the main well. I mean, there's a whole load of comments on this. One I would just drag out specifically on that point is Stip says, problem with bags with lots of compartments is that some sections are too small for what you need. So having a big main well is really handy, because ultimately you're not going to be really carrying anything bigger than that. If you are, it's probably going to have to go on the outside But if you've got a main big well, you have that adaptability. But just having the capacity to just open it up at any point and go, I can just grab this, that, or the other.
Yeah. So I've just found the image. Oh,
sorry.
That's all right. Helping you out. So this is the X300. So you've got that top pouch, but then also there is an access zip to get straight down into all of this. And then on the front, so this section here is a separate sort of pouch. So it's absolutely massive. Like you can see, like that's the length of your torso, basically. And that all opens up like that. And then you've got another mesh cover underneath, which you can unzip to get access to the bottom layer. And that
you
little
have to
bag...
go through that pouch to get to that other layer.
No, you can get in through the. So yeah, you have to go through that pouch to get to the other to the stuff underneath.
Vertus. I'm only comparing it to that because the Vertus has that front pouch on there as well. Mm-hmm. But you could that whole thing is within that zipped thing, so you can unzip that or you can unzip that whole access.
Yeah, so I always used to put my waterproofs or like ground sheet or something in that. So when you take it out, you've got somewhere to put stuff onto, and it's always the last thing to go back in. The padding on it is phenomenal. Like that's all adjustable on your neck height. All of this is all your spinal. That's all adjustable as well. It is a very good bag. The price for it, like, and that's the side pouch. It literally goes from there all the way down again. So it's another full length, like full body sized pouch. Mm. And that front little pouch, that one there, fits a basher in there. Perfect. Like, you don't even have to roll it up that neatly. You can just put it in there, and that becomes your basher pouch.
Nice.
And then it's a good bit of kit. I think the tan's a bit funny, but it does give you an image of it. And that's the waterproof packing that all stitches in nice and tight, but they're all tan from what I understand. Even like when you go for the Range Green or the ATAX one, they're all tan, which to me kind of defeats the objects a little bit.
Yeah, you should at least have it like match the colour of the bag, shouldn't you? By rights.
But they may have changed it. I bought mine a few years ago now.
Fair play.
Well then, Lance, show us what you're going to show us. I can see it lined up on screen.
it's there, yeah. This is the beast. I have got a pick with it. I'm not going to lie. So if you look on, obviously if you're listening, this is irrelevant to you, but on the bottom of the front of the bag, you've got like a main admin pouch in the middle, and then you've got like a water bottle, 58 pound water bottle size pouch on the side. Now I find these side pouches incredibly tight to get. If you've got like your poncho and that in the poncho row above, I find it it's quite difficult to quickly get a bottle in and out of that, because obviously you've got a snow collar around it as well, so it's got a drawstring underneath that lid. It's a drawstring snow collar. Now a lot of boys do cut them out because they are a bit over the top. I mean, I'm not going to, obviously, because it's like, oh no. But they are to me, you could almost do with making them a little bit wider, just to have that little bit more wiggle room in there, because it's incredibly tight even when the bottle's in there to get them in and out. Whether the chaps have got a different method of doing it, I don't know, but I struggle with a 58 pattern bottle to get them in there. They fit, they do fit, and once they're in there, but it's just a bit of a nightmare getting them in and out. So I sort of opt to put things in there that I don't tend to really need to get to straight away, but the middle one's spot on. But for comfort, it's bob on. It's really good. Where's my cursor gone? So if you look on the back there, so you've got the skeletal mounting pad there, which is it keeps your back so cool. It's so comfortable. And there's minimal fluff around it. You know what I mean? There's not strapping and this, that, and the other. It's like one entry point through the top, minimal zips and stuff like that, because I don't like having loads of zips and bits and bobs like that, because it's just a... Although it's not going to fail, it is a potential failure point. And if it doesn't go, then it's like, fuck, do you know what I mean? That's why I haven't been keen on the bags that have got the zips at the bottom of them. Because if that was to pop, it's just like, oh, how do I deal with this now? You know, how do I strap this up to stop that from doing what it's doing? Whereas if you're going in the top there, duct tape, super glue, things like that, harsh language. But yeah, this bag is I need to get it dirtier. It's still quite clean. It's only been out in the field a couple of times, and I'm doing my utmost to get it dirty. But it is brilliant. Obviously, you've got the mesh internal bits there where your rocket pouches would go, so you can just run it as it is and still have storage there. As you see, the drawstrings at the top again, it's just fantastic. The quality is second to none. Like the build quality is spot on. It's a great bit of kit, but. And like I said, the price, you know, I would never buy anything like that. Jesus Christ. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, I'm very grateful to get that from the chaps and the chapettes. It's very grateful. Doesn't it's come with rocket pouches, anyway. But I did buy the rocket pouches. This has turned into a bag episode.
It has, isn't it?
is the standard British Army rocket pouches. They've got like a zip around the top and it's sort of like a flap bit that opens up but doesn't open up all the way, so I just got the one that's the buckle front, so it buckles and it like a hinged lid, so it's easier to get into the rocket pouch, because I've always been a bit of a struggle. The lid's always there on a rocket pouch, although it's fully unzipped, it's still just there snagging on stuff, whereas the one that's got the clip at the front, much like the utility pouches in the picture, so it's like a giant version of one of them, you can actually up all the way, and you can even tuck the lid down the back, so you can just have like an open pocket, which is really cool. So I like that. I don't think they're a brand, I think that someone's just made some. And I've managed to get a set off of eBay, which are the same PLCE zip arrangement as the JJ's Bergens. So yeah, they've worked out well. I do like them. That's the JJ's Beast in multicam. Very sexy bit of kit.
Quite a lot of comments on bags. So let's just round those up and then we'll jump on to some of the other questions. Landnav Challenge, the Caramore SF is an amazing bag. High tech are also good. Philip just shouted Plat Attack.
Is it the Plat Attack Air Core Bergen?
Yeah.
But that ain't cheap either, is it?
No. Plat Attack. Yeah, the Plat Attack stuff is the bomb. Good gear, man.
Pegasus said the X300 has a decent center access, as we've obviously discussed. Kenny, I bought a Wisport? Which is Polish. It has front zips down the front. Really, really good quality. Makes it insanely accessible and really comfortable.
That's like these sniper drag bags. You got the Herbal Stock as well. I think Herbal Stock do a similar, like rifle slip bag. With Wisport, yes, exactly the same.
Still sort doesn't of fit a sleeping bag though, in it, does it, Kenny?
No, Kenny. In fact, the bag that he's on about is the bag that he wanted to take to Phoenix, but he didn't find it until I sorted his garage and workshop out, and then I found it in the bag. So I was looking for that. So that's good gear, mate. He's like, yeah, I know. That's why I wanted to use it, but I couldn't find it. So here it is. Did I tell you that I found? You know my Woodland DPM poncho.
Yeah.
My Woodland DPM poncho. Yeah, I found that. That found its way into Kenny's workshop in a bag.
We also found your Mystery Ranch strap, though, didn't we?
We did. Yes, we did. Can't find
which
it.
I don't know if we discussed last episode after the show.
Did we? I did tell you.
Literally, we put a call to arms out on the stream. Like, if anyone's seen this, it's Lance's.
And then it was
right at the end of the show, when we were logging off, he went, I found it.
At the corner of my eye, I literally looked down and thought, fell off my bag before I even took it out the loft. So, yeah.
And now he's lost it again.
My mystery sitting. No, it is here somewhere. I think it's there. No, that's not it. That's a different one. Not that one. But yeah, it is here. It's in the loft somewhere. Don't worry. Nobody panic. Don't panic, Mr. Manny.
Carl,
it's fine.
Carl says he's got the Warrior X300 and been years. He's also been training for months with it for the fan dance in July.
Oh, wicked, mate. Ooh. Nice one. Fair play.
I've been tempted to buy an X300 because whilst I like the Virtus, the lack of waist pad and everything like that, I find it very uncomfortable. Mm. Like my bodge solution is a solution, but it's definitely botched.
I was going off to Mission Taylors for some love and...
Will. As soon as I've got some money and stop buying a house, then yeah. But annoyingly, houses are expensive. Who knew?
That's rubbish, buying houses.
So starting a business.
Yeah.
And making people work there at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Fuck, 3 p.m.
Well, makes money, isn't it? Barnaby says, my combat hold all is 4 years old now, and like you thought it would fall apart, but it's still going and I fill it right up.
Mm. So, no, it's good.
Spot on, mate. Spot on.
Marky Mark would choose the Carrymore SF Predator 45 litre.
Tidy.
Banzai Panzer, the 58 pattern large pack ticks all the boxes.
Yeah, boy, got one right there. I saw my friend
I have so many.
some pannier bags for his motorbike for if he goes away to like little festivals or bike shows or meets that he could just chuck like a DOS bag and a poncho or whatever in it. And if we were looking them up on eBay, pannier bags and stuff like that. And some fucking two bob chancer has put up two 58 pattern large packs as vintage motorcycle pannier bag for £350 fucking pounds. And I was like, I want to send him a message and say, you're a massive tosser. you can get them at Military Odyssey for like 20 quid a pack with webbing inside it. So don't
if
even
it's on
try
eBay,
that.
Does it tell you how many he sold?
I don't know. I'm not sure if it's a one-off or whether he's just trying to pass it off. I mean, don't get me wrong. If you've got that sort of setup on the bike, like a vintagey US Army sort of type thing, they'd make great pannier bags, but don't you know what they are? Fuck about. Come on. That's naughty. I say he's a swindler. The man's a bounder and a cad. Look. I mean, fair play. If he gets 350 for him, then fair play. That's all I say. But there we go.
You, honest to God, like some of the things you see on eBay, though, the costings of them, you're like, that's just
it's when it's advertising you, it's when you know damn well what it is and they're advertising it as something else. It's like, that is not that.
The Sawflies are the best one where they go unissued, unused, £120. You're like, yeah, but if I click down one, they're 30 quid.
What about these ones then?
Yeah.
But they're cheaper. Interestingly, you know, the ballistic shield I brought to the JBG thing we did the other day.
Oh, yes.
I saw one of those on eBay for 170 quid the other week.
Not like ours.
Well, they,
they are not worth 170 quid. I'm just putting that out there.
Our one is.
Not the shield. I'm talking about the visor.
Oh, the
Mark 6.
Right. Yeah, but it's probably quite a niche bit of kit now, mate. It wouldn't surprise me.
Please nobody rob me if it is worth that much.
No, you're all right.
I might have one for sale coming up soon.
I like this background.
Gonna write MF on everything.
Yeah.
Right, so that was that one. Marky Mark said, just as a quick one on bags, how are you getting on with trying to use the smaller bag, Andy?
So summer kit, I've managed to fit in there. So summer kit, perfect.
As long as you're not taking four raincoats.
It was tight. I've only taken the one poncho and a
one
sleeping bag.
Cadet Direct or the one that turned up?
No, this is the one I got from Kit Direct was a Highlands Gore-Tex jacket. The one that I found actually on Amazon that came with the Woobie, basically. That's the poncho.
Nice.
So that and the Woobie and the jungle blanket have gone in there. Mm-hmm. And I've worked out that if I can put my hammock in there if needed at the cost of a change of trousers.
Ammo.
Yeah.
In place of no guns.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know how you've got down that small. I mean, I take in the summer, if it's I'll do my 60-litre Camelback Motherload, patrol pack, weekend bag, whatever you want to call it. And I'm all right with that sort of size. But what's your one? 20, 25 litres or something, did you say?
No, it's larger than that. It was... can't remember.
See, I'm not convinced yet... Having not been to an event with you where you've managed to write this work, that you have absolutely everything you need.
I want to see it at Shift Your Riffs on a table at our stand. I want you to bring it. I'm not going to be there.
I can't, because some of the stuff I'll be using.
I want to see him run. I want to see him run a summer event where he uses it, and then he doesn't.
Yeah, it'll be summer. Yeah. Shift your
but don't forget, I don't have a full on. I don't need a full on cook system.
Yeah, you still got to carry.
True.
Yeah.
So I can live off of the weekend on the flameish ration heaters. So that frees up a whole pocket because the flameish ration heaters just go in with my food bag.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not having to carry that sort of chunky unit about.
No, that's a good point. Well, it's interesting to see. Not taking the piss at all. So I'm genuinely interested to see what the contents.
I think it's going to be. I think it's more of a spring, summer bag. There's no way that I can do.
Oh, for
like,
sure, because you've got to get. Because the size of the DOS bag changes. And, and extra kit, warm kit changes. You know.
Yeah. But yeah, I think for a summer event. I will double check because now Mike's made me think, have I forgotten something? So it's so I'm going to try again.
Have you packed your 9 torches from our kit list? Are they all in there? Are you able to decrease the amount of torches?
Illumination is important. We need to illuminate.
There's no batteries in there. I didn't put any batteries in. But batteries
I mean, that's what I mean. He's got everything as long as he doesn't need anything.
I'm not going to take any sleeping bag. I'm just going to sleep in Lance's.
Just to found this system, just mate. To make a point, that's what I was referring to. Like,
what's that?
I can't believe it's that much
ballistic
money.
Shield.
Yeah,
I'd be getting mine on eBay if that's how much that's going for like £10 cheaper than what he's put up for.
Well, that hasn't sold yet, so I'll wait and see what they're selling for. But that seems a little expensive. But it is Semaphore, and Semaphore do know this stuff. So,
well, there you go then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, because I could buy something else then.
True.
Right. Chris very randomly just jumped in on the bag chat with Hawk Optics UK. Are amazing, by the way. My Vantage Scope went faulty. I sent it in yesterday. They've already fixed it and it's on its way back.
That's impressive service,
nice.
Chris.
That is good.
Nice.
We like good service.
The berry. Ding dong. Maybe we should have
ding dong.
Berry's ding dong of the week is that.
That could be a new segment instead of the news.
Yes, it. Berry's ding dong.
Berry's
of the
ding
week.
Dong.
Right. Being conscious of time, we've got two questions to go very quickly. South Hearts Airsoft, are you still going on tour?
Yes, we are planning to. Enemy and Shift Your Riffs is kind of taking the forefront at the moment. And obviously with Mike moving house, Lance going on holiday,
hello,
me and Mike starting up a new business, hello, everything's it is something that we really want to do. We're just not sure when. And also, I think you're the only one that's contacted us about coming to your site.
So
at the moment,
we may just come to your site rather than going on tour.
Screw you, everyone
else.
Or
it's just South Arts. We're airsoft at the moment, so
I do, mate. It keeps it simple. I don't like too much going on at once.
Yeah. Oh, and Rift.
Who?
No, it's just Shift. It's just literally Rift and South Arts Airsoft that have contacted us and said we're more than welcome to set up a stall.
So if you know anyone out there. Oh, actually, no, hang on. Didn't the Northern contingent pipe up the other week and say about one up there?
I don't know. I couldn't understand what they were saying.
Oh, that's it. It was like hieroglyphs. It's like it's like cave drawings, isn't it?
My ears bled.
Our Welsh friends did suggest coming over there. So
I'd love to go to sunny Wales. I'll do it. Like.
Bendigedig.
Bendigedig, indeed.
Give us some other one.
A dewey!
To play the Bendigedig again.
Right.
Bendigedig.
Yeah, I saw that.
We are on a diverse show.
We are. Come on. Sit
right,
down, more shit.
So that was that. And then quick fire question from Daz here. If you had the money, what would be the one thing you would buy?
A Humvee.
If I had the money, a professional studio and a clubhouse for our NoFo community and our show.
See,
yeah, man.
It depends on how much money we have, because my first go-to was we'd have our own site.
Yeah, but he's very, very particular. But if you had the money, what would you one thing you'd buy? So you need the money for that one thing you've got to say.
Mine would be a Humvee, 100% straight off.
Humvee, really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't go with a Humvee.
I'd have a Jackal,
an airsoft minigun.
Yeah, I'd probably go with a Jackal. I think a Jackal would be better because then we've got more guns.
Take, I just want Humvee's
only got
road.
One gun. Jackal's got like five.
I want to take up the road. I want to just pull up to the site and go, need to open both those gates.
Yeah. Yeah, but then we might as well have a NoFo Challenger. Like, let's go down that route.
My studio / clubhouse would also be on land, which we'd have our own event site at.
Okay, well, so you've got that covered. Andy's got a Humvee, which is kind of our quick assault. I'm going to go with the Challenger on the basis that then we've got a couple vehicles.
Oh, no, then
a Challenger's not practical.
If it was... And one of the new Marauders, is it Marauders? The new vehicle that's taking...
Oh, the big ones, yeah.
What, it's taken over from
the Humvee.
Oh, American.
Yeah. That thing looks mean. Like,
what's the new Humvee... one that's finally been ironed out for the British Army that they had a load of teething problems? It's replacing the Scimitar, or the Warrior, shall I say. What's that called?
Oh, the one that Dan's been playing around with.
The new APC, I think it is.
Countries that we're not allowed to speak of.
I don't know.
That's the one that Dan from Frontline Events has been playing around with, isn't it?
He's life-guard,
been sent
so,
over.
Yeah. I think he has been. Yeah, the Ajax. That's the
it.
One. Good lad.
That's the one.
That's apparently now sort of found its feet, so to speak. I believe, because I think initially it was really badly poo-pooed, but they sort of ironed it out, which is a result. That's what we like to hear. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Sorry.
There'll be a load of Warriors on the market soon, boys. Keep your eyes out. More old auction lights.
They'll go. Yeah, they'll go.
Out go the snatches, in come the Warriors. That'd be the next thing. Fucking fair play.
Cool. On that note, if you want to get in touch with the show, you can do so on our email at nofochat@hotmail.com. Our Instagram is @november_foxtrot_nofo, and the website is novemberfoxtrot.co.uk. You can also get in touch with us on our own individual Instagrams of @9voltairsoft, @callsign_quartermaster, and @the_punish_1_.
Yes,
you're getting very good at that.
Thank you
very much. It's rolling now, isn't it?
Yeah, man. Les says if he had the money, he would buy you an MWS mic, just so you know that you're loved.
Thanks, mate.
That's very kind.
He's going to take mine out at Shift Your Wrist.
So many problems.
Don't allow him. Yeah, airsoft. If anyone sees Mike with an AEG at Shift Your Wrist, just shoot him in the fucking straight away. Instantly shoot him till he puts it down. And
unless it's my
MWS.
LMG. I'm going to make you carry my LMG around.
The last Shift Your Wrist AEG I took melted.
That's why you should get an MWS, because they can't melt. Literally,
they can explode, but they can't melt.
Just adds to the excitement. Yeah. I think.
Oh, it's 6,000 degrees right now.
Oh, don't,
I've got
yes.
to admit, JBG should have definitely checked some of those rifles.
We'll have to mention
that.
So make sure Shift Your Wrists next week, guys. Make sure you go and see Empire at their stand, because this lunatic is doing a raffle which is free, and the prize is to win an MWS. So fuck a duck.
That's basically. Kenny from Empire, just to clarify, because he said this lunatic and just randomly pointed.
Is that per day? So you're doing
well. You had put the big sign up on the screen, so I didn't need to.
For the audio listeners.
Yeah, that's per day, per hour. It's giving away an
per
MWS.
Hour.
Per hour. Well,
per
Kenny.
Hour. For 48
Empire
hours.
Are now bankrupt.
And that is gospel.
I no, would feel bad one. If I won that, though. Like,
I wouldn't. I wouldn't at all. I'd be wanting it. Stuff, more stuff out of it, like mags and shit.
Oh, they're just doing the draw on the Saturday night.
Yeah.
Oh.
There you go.
One in 700 chance. So someone's got to win it. Someone's got to win it, guys. Yeah.
I'm just going to stand there and make everyone avoid Kenny's stand now. That's how that's going to work.
See, what I'd do is I'd
try and get pilfered for all the tickets.
No way.
It's a lie. There's nothing in there. It's a lie.
Yeah, me and Mike enter and then stand there with our ballistic shield. With batons.
Yeah.
What?
You've already got one. You don't need another one.
I think yes, Ryan's in the market. James Ryan. Ryan James is in the market for another one.
Ryan's got one of them.
He's only got seven, I think. I'm not even joking. It's ridiculous.
No, he's just got all different flavours, didn't he? On the show next week, we are going to be talking about hydration. Unless I'm mistaken, and we've got something else booked on, but I don't believe we do. Get your pee samples ready, and we can all do a comparison colour chart.
Speaking of hydration, I waterboarded myself at work today. So, bought a nice little pump. Yeah, literally bought a pump, put the top on, thought I'd connected it properly. I had not. pop straight in my face. Didn't move. Tried to put it back on. I was like, ah, this isn't working. What's going on? I was soaked.
Don't worry, I've booked Andy in for a competency review tomorrow.
I have a disgusting story about my bracelet in the shower the other day, but I'm not gonna share that online. I'll tell you privately.
Is that a private conversation?
We'll gauge and see if it's worthy of broadcasting next week.
Okay. It might be news next week. Or tales of
I can
Lance.
Tell you all about my illness if you like. That went well.
It's very funny. It's very, very funny, but yeah.
Right. Here we go. On that note, we will see you next week. If you are attending Shift Your Riffs, remember the stickers.
And bring money. Not for us. Like the amount of stalls that are there.
There would be loads of stalls selling all their treasures and trinkets.
So saves your monies. Go do some
and
shopping.
If you want a picture taken with my cardboard cut out, it is a fiver. Just saying. Shit's expensive, man. Don't pay for itself. So yeah, of course it's not. Just be gentle with me, please. Well, if it's like a voodoo doll, I will feel it.
Well, we'll see you next week. Wednesday, 8 o'clock. Say goodbye, guys. Oh, we didn't do closing words.
Oh,
who'd like closing words?
Andy, because he was late.
Oh.
Brain hurts.
Don't waterboard grannies.
That would be bad.
Cool. On that note, see you next week. Say goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, guys. Ciao, Bella. Stay no fo.
My castle. Where did grannies come from?
I don't know. It was just...
That would be bad, though. Yeah, sit down, more shit. She's like, no, I want to go. Sit down, more shit.
No, granny, instead of that, we went with don't waterboard granny. See?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Granny. See you later. Have a good one.
See you later. Info.
Ciao.
Bye.
Whatever.
Off you go.
Yeah.